Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and 7. Irving breaks it back. Wolf World bounces it outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Will Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football is so fun. This is our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Beer. The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome into Football Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube stream, Twitch. For all the youngins out there that
we're all over the place.
To connect with that younger demographic, we need that 18 to 34, bro.
Do you have a Twitch?
Yes, but I don't obviously post anything on it. Rashad Taylor right across the faux marble table, Jordan Schultz across the glass.
All those kids still playing Fortnite on Twitch, I wonder.
Yes.
That was a fad. But
it's Fortnite's not going away.
It's still, okay.
No, yeah,
no, Fortnite's a thing. Like, Fortnite is like the way
Joey was
Call
just
of
throwing,
Duty.
He was just throwing down on Fortnite last night.
The way there's a Call of Duty, and there has been for years, is the way Fortnite is going to be as we move forward. Like, I guess it's cool. I guess it's the best of two worlds. It's like, what's the one where you're constantly building stuff? Like,
that's Fortnite.
Well, I'm not saying, but the game prior to Fortnite.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft. Yeah,
and
Fortnite,
then you
yeah.
throw in the shooting, you know what I'm saying, aspect of things in Fortnite. So it's like, okay, that's the both worlds. Wow. I understand why kids would play it.
I'd be
grown-ass adults at that. I understand.
Wasn't the concept of Fortnite like it's like 100 people in like an arena and the last one standing wins? That's kind of the attractive. Is that the wrong game that I'm
thinking?
No,
that's the same one. And I feel like I'm hearing many men over the age of 40, 45 turning the channel at this very moment.
No, they're probably trying to listen to bond with their kids.
Exactly,
too.
Like, you know, like, what I was thinking.
What the hell is this game about? And sometimes, like, my son doesn't play it. He was more of a Roblox guy, but so he didn't really.
You got to be careful with that.
the creepers, the pervs are all over Roblox.
He's definitely not chatting online, you know what I'm saying, with anybody during
God, this
games.
World sucks.
It's
every,
a weird place.
You got to look for pervs everywhere. You can't go do anything because there's going to be a perv there.
So I'll be playing 2K or something like that, and I'll get some messages, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
go to the Super Bowl.
From?
It's going to be a perv.
It's like, hey, do you want to chat? I'm like, no. What the hell? No. So, yeah, those pervs are out there. Parents, definitely take a look at your kids' chats and make sure we can start blocking people and stuff like that. Just, you know, just to put that out there.
Just don't even give your kid the option to chat.
Yeah, I mean, or that.
You know, no mic.
That's an option too, parents. Like,
no
go ahead and read that Xbox and PlayStation manual. There's so many things you can do just to make sure you can put up some parental locks. But either way, keeping it light, the idea of Fortnite is kind of cool, you know, because like I said, it combines both of the things the kids, you know, kind of wanted to do as far as the building game, but now this is getting boring. I want to play a shooting game. There you go.
Bro, Fortnite 2, they make so much damn money off of kids buying not even things to make them better.
Microtransactions,
it's just to buy skins and things to make them look different. Like, I swear, they get everything. NFL, NBA, they got like Family Guy stuff on there.
Hey,
right,
it'd be Peter Griffin,
Marvel.
I think, yeah.
It's like whatever Fortnite wants, they get, because they know that they're gonna be like, listen, you get a percentage of this, of whatever transactions that we get, and these companies, I'm sure, see just return on investment hand over fist.
They must, like, show them insane sales reports that just, like, here was our year-to-year from the Star Wars deal, so here's what we think you'll get. And they're just seeing money. Like, okay.
I guarantee. Like, that is, they are, I don't think there's much negotiation at all. It's, yeah, they just kind of slide over a piece of paper and be like, yeah, these were our numbers from when we did the Billie Eilish partnership there. Yeah, I think you might just want to sign on that. Eminem did something with Fortnite recently. Travis Scott has done things with Fortnite. Like, again, if you want more exposure, go to Fortnite as a company or as an artist, anything. I remember one time, though, this is when I realized how much of a racket it was Joey, he plays Fortnite, and he's like, oh, I really want this Giannis skin. Giannis was in the game.
Pause.
I want Giannis's skin.
Yeah, like, all right, Buffalo Bob.
For the older generation, a skin is just basically how your character can look, you know, different costumes and whatnot. But he's like, yeah, I really want this Giannis skin. And I was like, all right, we'll see. And it costed however many V-Bucks that you had to purchase. And there was one day where I was like, bro, I need help with the chores around the house. Like, this was like 3 years ago. Like, I just told Joey, I was like, bro, if you help me with bam, bam, this, dishes, blop, blop, $20 for Fortnite. I'll give it to you. Just help me with this. And
lit
then
up
he's
like a light bulb.
Yeah. He's like, okay,
absolutely.
For sure.
What
yeah
do you need, Dad?
Yeah. You want to talk about no negotiation process there. So he ends up spending his $20 to get this Giannis skin. And then like 20 minutes later, he's like, I shouldn't have spent my money on this. And I'm like, bro.
Nope, too late.
Welcome to life.
Yeah, no refunds. And again, that's what I figured out. I was like, do you get like power-ups or anything?
Nope.
Like, do you have
can
anything?
Can you jump really high now?
Yeah,
if you're like,
can you block other shots?
Yeah. Nothing, nothing. And I'm like, well, okay, that's the last time I ever give you money for this game.
I play
2K, again,
as I'm sure a lot of parents that are listening right now do.
And you are trying to groom my child into.
That is not true. I'm trying to be honest.
On that.
Trying to be honest with your child, man, is what I'm trying to do, man.
You,
like,
I walk into
this guy's over here lying to him. He's like, yeah, you can get to a 99 just playing all the time with hard work and determination. No, you can't.
You can. That's how you.
No,
get,
you can't.
That's how you get through life.
This is not
just working hard, right?
Money,
yeah,
right?
Good work ethic.
This isn't live.
That's what they tell you.
2001. You
the
know
American
I mean? Like,
dream.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Back to the days of NBA Live 2000s. Well, MLB The Show does the same thing, too. If you wanted to, like, create, like, a team online, you basically have to pay to get any of the good players, because otherwise you're screwed. And I never want to pay.
I run to the bathroom, and then I walk back in, and I hear Rashad saying, like, yeah, man, saying to my son, yeah, unless you, you know, pay money, you know, that's the only way that you
gotta
get
your dad's
I'm
got
like,
it.
I stopped. I'm like,
your dad's got it.
That is enough from you, all right? Because you know where that money comes from.
The poor kid was like, man, I'm a 78. I'm like,
And this is him after
It's not going to get you very far at the parking wreck, buddy.
This is after him dropping his $25 gift card all on PC for NBA 2K.
Really?
So he got to a 77 right away. He was feeling good. And now he's just stuck realizing, like, oh, I actually have to work to get the next ranking up.
Hey, man, you got to wait till you get paid to buy VC on 2K. Because here's the thing. There's a couple things. One, like, if you're a brown T-shirt, gray sweats guy, that means you probably are just starting. You're not poor. Very good.
Brown T-shirt, yeah.
No outfit yet.
You got the 2K shoes. Like,
we're talking about the NBA 2K virtual world, by the way.
Seriously, if you're not privy to what we're... If you're waiting to play next and somebody sees that, or you go to somewhere and it's like, oh, okay, there's two guys and that, you know, one more I can join. And they see that you're there, they'll back out. I don't want to play with this guy. Look at him. He's got 2K shoes on.
Joey was starting to learn this too, because he didn't have a fit. He didn't have any.
You gotta at least go buy some shoes, shorts, sweats, or something like that.
He was getting iced out in the 3-on-3 park games. No one passing him the ball. And then he's asking me, why is no one passing to me? I'm like, bud, welcome to 2K online.
This is it. This is it.
Yeah.
So if you want to be good, you gotta pay some money. And if you want people to pass you the ball, because you missed twice in the park. Or at the rec, you're not getting the ball.
Yeah, you're done.
It's a wrap. One of those two has got
to
go in.
Your teammates at that
absolutely
point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get like two opportunities max, maybe one, maybe.
It depends on who you're playing with. If you're playing with three of your friends, you'll probably be okay. Mm. But if you're playing with one other friend and three guys you don't know,
it's a waste of time.
Yeah, you're getting iced out. So you got to start hitting shots immediately. Otherwise, they're not passing.
I want to go home and play video games.
But you want your son to go into this virtual 2K world being a brokey and being having no riz and also having no jumper.
I'm fine.
Joe, you gotta give him a gift card so he can buy a Clyde Drexler retro jersey or something in that game.
Oh, he's got a birthday coming up in a month and a half. He's fine. You know, then he can get money from someone else and then he can buy whatever skins and whatever VC or whatever attribute points he can do at that point.
Hope I don't see Joey in the park.
At what point did you guys stop? At what point did you guys stop playing the career mode in those games?
Never.
I started it for this year because I got 2K24 for him and I.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one
moment where
Joey saw me playing, and I think in his head he was like, I think you'd be not as angry at your player if, I don't know, maybe you bought some VC. Because I started my career.
Just going to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Hard work and determination.
And I think the first
several
game.
Several hours a day.
First game of my career, I had like 10 turnovers. And I am just losing my S, dude. Just freaking the hell out. And I think there was definitely a moment where.
And Joe's a Cowboys fan, so he might break the TV.
Honestly, it's you'd be surprised. I have not broken a TV in my Cowboys fandom history. So. You know, yet.
Very good. Yet, yeah.
I had to leave the house during that Green Bay game, so just to be clear there. But, yeah, I think that Joey was having those internal thoughts watching me play that game, me freaking the hell out. Because also the video game just makes you suck and makes you do things to, like, fail early on because you're not that good. You're a 60 overall. And he was just seeing me say some things and just, freaking the hell out, where I bet you his internal thoughts would be like, you know, if maybe you drop 15, 20 bucks on your player.
It might be better. You know, at least get your jump shot up.
You know, maybe if you spend a little money and I'm just sitting there, I'm having fun. It's okay. There's a layup. Yes, finally. Yeah. Like, just stressing the entire time. Hey, I will say, though, glad to be back.
Good to see you, man. I hope you had a great birthday, you know, week.
Yeah, did AZ. Another white boy weekend, as we call
you
it.
You love them. They're awesome.
They are fantastic.
They're awesome. They seem so relaxing.
I felt like, what is it, Derek and Step Brothers. Have you ever been to Sedona during the...
I haven't. Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Southern Gulf Coast during the Bonita Fish run? It is amazing, okay?
Are Bonita Fish big?
What? So Sedona, pretty cool. Pretty cool little town in Arizona. Very hippie town. Like, you thought... Oregon and Eugene and Portland had some hippies. Oh my God, go to Sedona. Every other block is a stones or crystal store.
Selling hemp.
Selling
making
sage,
hemp shoes.
Psychics, tarot cards, like all this stuff, dude. Like it is, they have gone full bore into the hippie culture down there in Sedona.
You're good.
Not surprised.
Did you do some ayahuasca?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Did you think about it? Get a relaxing little
session. I don't know. I mean,
session.
Is that what they sell? It's not fentanyl down there. It's ayahuasca on the corners is what they have.
Yeah, that's way different.
Peyote or ayahuasca?
I did not do any ayahuasca. I did not smoke any poisonous tree frog venom or anything like that. But have you heard of, like, vortexes? Like, they're... Like
in space?
No, like, there's... Apparently in Sedona, they're in different parts, and it's like other parts in the world, there are these things called vortexes where Earth's energy is stronger and you can feel it in your body and chakras and all that crap. And I'm telling you, I'm with my girlfriend at the end of our hike, and we get to this one little lookout area looking around, and she says, like, oh, I wonder if this is one of those vortexes or something like that. I heard there was one around here. And then she goes and looks it up and goes, oh, we're on it right now. Oh, look. And I'm like, oh, cool. And she's like, can you feel anything? And I was like, no, I can. I think that's literally just the wind, like, blowing on. Because that's the one of the other things. You feel like a tingling sensation on your skin. Again, it's very, very hippie Woodstock-ish, dude.
Yeah, sure. That's not ayahuasca. Like, I mean,
yeah, nothing was slipped into my breakfast burrito, I hope. Okay. But Sedona, that was unreal. Like, you want to talk about a landscape where you're just like, how the hell? How did this get here? Very, very pretty out there. And then spent time in Chandler, Phoenix area.
No Chandler.
Yeah. That's which is like, I was saying this on Wednesday. Phoenix suburbs, infinitely cooler than Portland suburbs.
Well, oh, yeah. Man.
You don't even have to go to Phoenix to have a night out.
It's not even close.
You got stuff to do.
Yeah, you got stuff all
over. It's a party place. It's outside of Vegas, where do you want to go to hang out, golf, drink? Arizona. It's a decent option.
Yeah. It was eye-opening for sure. Like, we just went to Chandler for anything that we did, and there was bachelorette parties in the day. And
oh, hell
hanging
yeah.
out, and then we went to a comedy club where some guy that has done a bunch of, like, hits on Barstool shows. Like, he was the main act, and he was the main guy at a Chandler comedy show. Like, not even Phoenix, yeah, Chandler. Right? Like, you want to do any of that, you got to go to Portland here. Like, there's no comedy clubs in Beaverton.
Yeah.
Gresham.
Meet me out in Aloha at the comedy club over here.
Absolutely not. So, yeah, it was great to get the hell out of here, get to another state besides Washington for a vacation, and... yeah, that 77 degree weather on last Sunday, watching the games while playing some golf. That I get
nothing about your 77 degree weather, bro.
I get it. Yeah. Hey, I brought it sort of back to Oregon.
I mean,
our 55 is Phoenix's 77.
That's sad, but yeah,
I get it's true.
Still can't wear shorts.
Week.
Yeah.
All right,
I can. I was wearing shorts all week.
You have. Tights on under your shorts.
Right now, yes. No, oh, okay. But if you saw me Monday through Friday, Rashad, it was shorts all day.
Jordan dresses like he's going to batting practice.
Oh, that's
like,
the Joey.
All the time. On his way to BP.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Let's go.
That's the Joey look, too, is that kid does not believe in sweats or pants at all. It's shorts and then leggings. Like, yeah. That's the look now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Those are our kids, man.
So, football stuff. Got a couple things lined up. How pissed are we about this Super Bowl matchup? But should we be directing the anger somewhere else? Coaching carousel is slowly coming to a stop, and there's two cities I want to highlight because they're trying to fill out their staff, and God knows what the hell is going on in those two cities. But when you hear about them, you shouldn't be too surprised.
Some drama.
Maybe a forecast for the Super Bowl in Vegas. Maybe some unsuspecting weather that should be coming there. Again, we'll get to that a little bit more, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. In the second hour, got some NBA stuff I want to bring up, and possibly some All-Star Game festivities in two different leagues. One of them is just gold audio, and very eye-opening for some people. I had a feeling, or I kind of had a feeling that this guy got down and partied. And we'll show you the audio later because someone had themselves a really good time at the NHL All-Star Game. Did you see this, Rashad?
I didn't see this. I actually
did
saw
Did you the... see this about the hockey All-Star Game, Rashad?
Well, number one, the hockey All-Star Game is probably the best All-Star weekend of any sport. Like, we can probably say as far as the skills competition and stuff the hockey does, like, yeah, probably so.
Well, let's talk about this Super Bowl matchup a little bit. Not too much of a preview, but again, people are just pissed that we're getting 49ers Chiefs. But I think we need to go back a week and direct our anger towards two other teams. We get to that next. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. This is Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader 1080 The Fan.
So we got our Super Bowl matchup locked up a week ago. I was watching one of the games on the course. That was the Chiefs-Ravens game while I was golfing. And then got the Lions 49ers game in the second half. And yeah, people are pissed that we're getting Chiefs 49ers again. People are pissed that we're getting to the Chiefs for a completely different reason. And I just have to say, I think we need to not be pissed at them. We need to be pissed at the Ravens and the Lions.
Like 100%. 1,000%.
Like the Ravens.
That was a mess.
They had the formula laid out in front of them, and they just completely overthought the situation. Like, hey, I know their run defense sucks, and we have one of the best run offenses, but how about we try and pass the ball a bunch of times and try and catch them off guard? Yes, I know that they have the number one pass defense, but hey, let's give it a shot here, guys. Let's win this with Lamar. And you saw early, they were flustering him. They were getting in the pocket, making him run 10, 15 yards back, trying to then scramble and make a throw downfield and that he couldn't make and try and get a scramble, like pick up a few yards scramble, and it wasn't happening. And they just still kept trying to do it throughout the rest of the game. And hell, it was 17-7. Now, granted, it was 17-7, and they were right there about to punch the ball in and score a touchdown, and then it fumbles on the 1 yard line. So that that's a 17-14 game right there that we almost missed out on. But yeah, I look at the Ravens, it's like, dude, what are you guys doing? And then you look at the Lions, you're up 24-7, and say what you want about Dan Campbell going for it on fourth down. Like, I understand that you kick that field goal in the third quarter, you go up 27-7, and you have a 3-possession lead at that point in a playoff game. Like, that's a big deal. And maybe the momentum stays in your favor also at that point, rather than you go for it on fourth and two, then 49ers get the ball, score, fumble, score again. Like, everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Lions in that second half. But again, that's where I look at both those teams and be like, you guys effed up. Like, you had your chance to win or put yourself in a better position to at least be competitive in this game, and you blew it. Like, Ravens-Lions is what everybody wanted to see, I feel like. And yeah, then,
which will let you instantly tell you that that's not what's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
If that's what people want to see, let's give them the opposite. That's what the NFL does.
So, again, I know people are not happy with the Super Bowl matchup because we wanted the Ravens-Lions, but I think at this point, we're a week past it. Accept it.
Well,
and you got to accept the fact that the Ravens and the 49ers and Chiefs, they stepped up and won this game because of them making plays, but also because of the other teams effing up a bunch.
So, you're right. What we wanted was Ravens and Lions. What we knew would happen is 49ers and Chiefs.
Well, we've been talking about it for a couple weeks. Like, man, if the Chiefs make this run, and they ended up doing it.
The Chiefs not only, excuse me.
I think I'm getting the black lung pop.
Black lung. If the Chiefs have been on this amazing run really since like the last maybe 4 weeks of the season, 3-4 weeks of the season. And then they've been like this team of destiny almost. Taylor Swift came in and gave them a huge shot in the arm. She's been the opposite. She was the opposite of what Jessica Simpson was. She's been the opposite of what whoever A-Rod was dating, you know, was. Like,
I'd love to have the image of Taylor Swift in the locker room. Like, you guys want this? You want to get this job? I woke up feeling the cheesiest coach.
Yeah, I can imagine just her doing that, but since she's been there, let's just be real, it's been a different team. They're playing with a different type of swagger. And I know we wanted the Ravens to win, because we're tired of – we get fatigued by teams. We want to see them win that first one. Man, good for you. You win two. Man, great for you. After you get there four times, you're kind of like, okay, Steph Curry, we're tired of it. Don't want to see you anymore. Steph went from the most loved player in the league.
Brady.
To – Brady, when they first won, was like, okay, love Tom Brady. Good job. Like, I mean, he's just a game manager. By number four, it's like, okay, bro, don't need to see you in the Super Bowl anymore. Don't want to see you in the Super Bowl anymore. And I guess that's normal. Even with the Bulls and Jordan, them, like, by the time they got there, it was like, yeah, we're kind of tired of seeing this team play every single year. But what can you do? The Chiefs, if they make this run, this will be their greatest accomplishment. This Super Bowl run right here, never playing a home game, all the games on the road.
Besides the Dolphins one, but
besides the Dolphins undefeated season.
But still playing the back-to-back away games and Patrick Mahomes' first away games in the playoff. Yeah, I hear you.
Travis Kelce has been awesome every game. Just continues to be great. Andy Reid is still Andy Reid, but that defense stepped up in the way of the second half that, okay, we weren't used to seeing Kansas City come with fire like that, you know, as with the blitz. And I was like, okay, Kansas City, they really put pressure on Lamar to make him use his arms and to make him try to use his legs even more than he usually does. But it wasn't to be. I think the better team won. And the case of the Lions, San Francisco, how many times have I said this on this show? If they don't win the Super Bowl, it's nobody's fault but theirs. They're just not good enough. That's just kind of how I feel about San Francisco.
Well, hell,
everything is in place for them.
The fact that they got there makes me a little bit like, all right, thank God. Because if they would have lost the Packers, the Lions would be like, you guys, what the hell?
I don't ever want to hear the two words bang, bang ever again from 49er fans if they don't win the Super Bowl this year. There's no good reason for them not to win. They've got somebody, a friend of mine, put on his Facebook that – or not the quote that was it Cam had about Purdy? He said Purdy is the 10th best guy on his team. Yeah. The cool part is Cam's not wrong. Purdy is probably the 5th best guy or 10th best guy on that team because that team is loaded everywhere. Everywhere, man. They're defensive linemen, they're linebackers, they're corners and safeties. They're obviously all their skill players on
wide
offense.
Wide outs, like, tight end, running
what
back.
What do you do? Offensive linemen? Like, yes, that's not a diss. Like, that's saying that your team is that stacked to where he doesn't have to do much. There were so many times that Brock Purdy just found himself like, so, yeah, of course I'm going to run. Look at all this space right here.
Yeah, he had nearly, 50 rushing yards in that second half alone.
So many open holes.
They don't win that game without him scrambling.
Oh, shoot.
Look at all this. He's not a runner.
No, he's not. But look at all this open space that they've given me. Pew, I'm taking off. And that's exactly what he did. And so this was more, I blame more Dan Campbell.
Yeah,
for you're a great coach, you're a great motivator. We see that you finally got this team to this part of the season, this precipice almost. The fact that you don't go for the field goal twice, like I have this thing, man. Don't be the same fool twice. Like
fool me once,
shame
on you.
And you win that game. Seriously, you win that game if you take that first field goal. Like, and then they have to onside, get it back, and potentially get another field goal or touchdown to make. you win that game.
All right.
It's like you said, three possession game, Joe, at that point.
27-7 if they kick that one at the beginning of the third quarter. And again, just and momentum, I feel like, is a little bit different. 49ers aren't getting the ball back on their whatever.
This is Dan Campbell's like balls being too big. This is his balls being way too big.
Wheelbarrows like, can't contain them. And
Randy Marsh-esque.
Mind you,
can't even fit into the weed store.
The one thing people say is like, well, this is who the Lions have been all year. This is who the Lions have been all year. Well, now it's time to smarten up. Because during the year, you have a game again next Sunday or next Thursday or whenever the case is. There is no tomorrow in this situation. Win or go home. So why wouldn't you take that field goal against this team? You're not playing, I don't know, Jacksonville, or you're not playing the Steelers. Like, against this team that can take the ball away from you and make something happen, yes, you kick those field goals and take those points.
All right, let me chime in, though. Is that how you, just in general, I don't think that's how any team coaches with a 17-point lead, right? Especially Dan Campbell with his cojones, but that's the biggest lead ever in a championship game that's been surpassed, I think, twice. That was the second time that that's happened, and you really look at who you're facing, it's the San Francisco 49ers and their prolific offense. Would anybody have questioned if Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs came back from 17 down? No, because Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs have done it.
That's what they do.
Over and over and over again. So are we going to lambaste Dan Campbell for doing this, or is this just a situation where, guess what, in the wrong moment, their defense just didn't show up? And this is just Detroit, because the Ravens, it seems like both of their sides of the ball didn't show up. They were trying to lose. As soon as they get a successful play, Zay Flowers, he immediately does something stupid and gets them a personal foul, like taunting penalty.
I saw that he just got fined for that like the other day too, and I was like, ooh, that's rubbing some salt.
Good.
Salt and lemon in the wound.
He should feel bad about that. Like, yeah. Come on, bro. Like, you, that's, I mean, there's some things, and I'll say this also about the Lions. I think it's a team who's never been there, clearly, never been anywhere close to there, and they were up 17 and thought that this game was over. They came out from the second half and they were flat as soon as they started, because in their minds, in their young minds, in their loser-esque, you know, mentality that they've had for forever being the Lions, this game is over. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're up 17 right now. They can't do anything on offense. They're dropping pat. This game is over. We're going to the Super Bowl.
There is something about poetic justice there. Like the penalty that Zay Flowers had pushing on Snead, like, and then taunting on him, and then Snead forcing the fumble on Zay Flowers at the 1 yard line in that game. Like, again, that is almost like the football gods, like,
literally.
Well, all right, congrats on that 50-yard play. Here's the penalty, but just be careful.
Well,
be careful. I would hold on to that ball later in the game if I were you, Zay.
Credit to the Chiefs, of course, for, you put it great, Rashad, for just making it tough for Lamar to even throw the ball. It seemed like a second and a half or two every single time Lamar was back to throw. The Chiefs were already in the backfield.
Right.
It was insane. So credit to their front line. They've got like almost 40 sacks between the four of them. I get it. But then it will... To this day, I never understand the Zay Flowers thing will go down as well as any other penalty that you grab right after a big play when you're marching down the field. Like, where the hell is your head at? Where are you? Like, are you watching a different game to where you don't understand? Hey, just get up, act like you've been there before, get to the end zone. You haven't even scored yet, and you're already taunting.
They haven't been there before, and I think that's the issue. And I think that's the big issue with both the Lions and the Ravens is up until 2 weeks ago, Lamar Jackson was essentially Kirk Cousins in the playoffs. Like, the record just showed that you're not that good, you know, when you're here. So, no, they haven't been there before. Like, they've never been there before. And so, and then you look at the 49ers and the Chiefs are two teams that have been there before and are familiar with what that moment would really mean. And so I'm not super surprised. Again, not the Super Bowl we wanted, but the one that I figured we all knew that we would get.
Immature millionaires.
Well, and to draw just a playoff comparison, that's why you don't see guys fighting in the NHL playoffs, because they don't want to be on the bench for 5 minutes or in the penalty box. Like, you need all your horses here, so don't make dumb mistakes. All right, want to talk about the forecast in Vegas? Snowflakes are showing up. What am I talking about? You'll see here next on Football Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Yeah. It's a push. Push a T. No?
I like them better in clips, but I digress.
His last album was pretty good.
I mean, Kanye's producing stuff, and so, yeah, of course it's
going
to be good.
Yeah, just keep him behind the glass producing. It's probably best that he doesn't have a microphone.
Don't want to read any more news about him.
Crazy thing is, I still want to hear what he says. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I still want to hear it.
People love a train wreck. Hey, listen, turn away. I just listened to Mercy yesterday.
It's impossible to not, like...
Lamborghini Mercy.
Yeah, listen, Kanye is a... So he's a strange one, but he's a genius, man. That's
imagine if they showed him for 30 seconds of a 3.5 hour NFL game.
People would lose their
boycott the NFL.
You thought people were upset about a successful 32-year-old woman who's literally taking over the entertainment world because she's entertaining and has a great following and fan base. And this is why I was talking about snowflakes showing up in Vegas. I find it absolutely
not snow bunnies.
There'll be plenty of them.
The hotties.
They're going to be in there.
I cannot. Well, I can believe because they're super fragile. But middle-aged men around the country up in arms that the fact that Taylor Swift is shown for 30 seconds in a NFL game throughout the broadcast.
She wasn't shown much. Seconds.
She never is. Like, it's not a big deal. If they. It would be funny. I would consider it if I'm the NFL, just so I can troll for a moment. Mahomes steps back. Let's see Taylor's reaction, like in the middle of a play, or yeah. Have like side by side split view
seriously,
of the action and Taylor
reaction to okay. Every play.
Just to piss people
like
off.
A Taylor,
more.
She's eating a chicken leg.
A Taylor cast. Yeah, like, is that a chicken strip with? I think that's barbecue. Oh, Jim, I think that's barbecue sauce.
Yeah, like that's in. If they were doing like a Manning cast, like Taylor cast type thing, then yes, I could understand your frustration about seeing this young woman up there. But they show Taylor, like you said, Joe, out of a 3-hour game, 45 seconds of the game?
Not like, less. I guarantee it's less.
Yeah, so a mention
couple Kelsey
of Taylor
catches,
Swift.
And
yeah.
When the Grammy slide showed up, that was it.
Yeah, I mean, she's let's just be honest, man, like... Taylor Swift, I'm not a fan of her music. It's not for me,
hey,
right?
I'm telling you, after the show, you got to pull up the Bad Blood remix.
Listen,
with Kendrick.
Not to say
it's
that
Kendrick
I don't know
that makes the song good.
Not to say that I don't know a couple of her songs. Not know them, but know like if I hear in the Fred Meyer, I know who this artist is, you know, type thing. But Taylor Swift has think of Beyonce's fans, and then double that. Think of Rihanna's fans and then triple that. Like, she is a billionaire with a B that's coming to her boyfriend's games, who just happens to be the best tight end in football. Like, we're just, what is this now? What is this?
That's Bad Blood.
This is Tay-Tay.
This is the beat for Bad Blood, dude.
Oh.
Again, you hear that? Like, baby, now we got bad blood. Oh, yeah. You know it used
to be Travis Kelce cannot leave this woman.
No,
there is an album coming out called F.U. Travis if that happens.
Hey. See, this is get the remix version with Kendrick Lamar. I'll admit, much better. You know? I'll give Taylor that.
Hey, nah, I gotta go download.
Now
that
see if
first.
They start playing this at the game or start playing this during the pro like the rejoiners, like before or after before and after commercials, then yes.
It's just nothing but
well,
I totally
okay,
understand.
Actually when you bring that it's funny that you bring that up. For the first game or two that this was happening when Travis and Taylor started
right
getting
now.
Whatever. hold on. We gotta just.
What's happening?
Yeah, we gotta go.
This is that beat. Like, that goes.
This goes.
That slaps, as the
I'm
kids say.
I'm curious who made this beat.
Hit Boy.
Probably.
Secretly, it was Kanye. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Woo!
I'm curious if we look up that production. It sounds like it could potentially be, you know. But again, like, people are mad. Just to be mad about stuff.
Well,
I don't think they're really even angry about it. I just think it's just an opportunity for me to be mad and jump on the bandwagon or be the naysayer and say, you know, and for me, I wish a naysayer would, you know, but I don't mind the young lady. I don't mind the, you know, I don't mind the four references that she gets, you know, per Travis Kelce game. She's not, I mean, people act as if they're bringing this young woman up at every NFL game.
Okay, to defend...
they should have her as a sideline analyst.
Seriously, like...
for the first couple of games that this whole thing was happening and everybody was kind of seeing this publicly, you know, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift meeting and coming together. I think it was Peacock, like an NBC Sunday Night Football game. I can't remember what the first one was. But when you guys were just joking around a second ago about like, oh, she's eating a chicken strip, that literally was happening on Twitter. There was this entire social media explosion of, oh, Taylor Swift's every single move at the football game. Now, game two or three, that started to fade away. So the guys that are complaining out there, I hear you. Like during game one and two of all this going on. And Rashad, you mentioned bumps in and out of the songs for the games. That, I think, happened a few times as well during those first couple of games that Tay-Tay was attending those Chiefs matchups. So at that point, I get it. But now, guys, shut up. All right, just shut up, all of you.
When Beyonce shows up, you're going to play her song. Like, that's just one of those things.
It is what it is.
When Michael Jackson comes to your city and decides to go to the Orioles game, like, hey, man, you're going to make sure you play Beat It at a point. You're going to make sure you play some of those things, man. So Smooth Criminal is going to get bought up. So, I understand. Probably not the best one, but I totally understand why people are irritated, but yo.
I got it at first, but not now.
I see this as a golden opportunity for middle-aged men everywhere that are angry about this to bond with your daughter over football. Do you know how many daughters ages from 7 to 17? Hell, even older than that. I mean, there are Taylor Swift fans that are 25, 30, 35-year-olds. I mean, their dads are probably just livid about this. But now their daughter is like, Dad, do you mind if I come over and watch the Super Bowl with you? And they're like, wait, what? What did you just ask me?
Yes, Taylor Swift is going to be
you want to watch the game with
you
me?
You take the wins where you can get them.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
So if it's a problem for you, I suggest you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, buy some materials, build a bridge, and get over it. Because this young, she's going to be there. Travis Kelce's playing in the Super Bowl again. And so they're going to show her at the Super Bowl where they're going to show all the stars that are probably around at some point. So at this point, I feel like she's their good luck charm. So they need her in place in Vegas. So.
I'm telling her, get her in the locker room before the game, win it for the Gipper, you know, get the pregame speech for
them. Let's go. I think she can do it. I'm inspired.
Just curious though, who do you guys want to win this game? Like, yeah, I understand if you don't have a rooting interest, but I sure do.
I guess for me, I'm probably going to say the Chiefs. I feel like San Francisco's won enough. Like, I don't think they need to win more Super Bowls, you know?
I mean, like, a couple of eras ago.
Yeah, it's okay. I think they've won enough, though. But they've been there all the time. Like, but I think I would love to this. We're seeing the kind of the passing of the torch of, in some ways, if Mahomes goes on to get three. Like, that's pretty huge.
Did you even mean to say eras right there, Jordan?
I did. Did you catch that Tay-Tay reference? I appreciate you.
The Eras Tour. That's the tour, that the name of the tour that she's on.
Could have just said 30 years
ago. Why do y'all know so much about this?
Because it's
Taylor
everywhere.
Swift?
Look at the complexion, dog.
Yeah, come on, dude. Yeah, I'm white as hell. I am a snowflake as far as skin complexion goes. But if you're asking me who I think will win or I want to win.
Want to win. Yeah, we can get to who we think next week. We got our Super Bowl show next Sunday. So
I don't want to say the Chiefs because I'm a Rams fan. So technically rooting for the San Francisco 49ers is like...
It's kind of sacrilege there.
You can't do that. But I come from the time where, as a Rams fan, I grew up with them in St. Louis. So I'm going to step over that line. I'm a Passover, unfortunately, all of that crap. I don't really care about it because I just wasn't around for it. And I'm going to say I'm going to root for the Niners. I don't want the Chiefs to do it.
Blasphemous. I am rooting for the Chiefs for petty-ass reasons. I saw Pittsburgh, the Steelers, win their sixth Super Bowl and become the team with the most Super Bowl victories by themselves. And that was not okay with me as a Cowboys fan. I saw the Patriots do it. With Brady. So that happened a second time. So if the 49ers win their sixth Super Bowl, that now makes a third team with more Super Bowls than the Cowboys. And I just can't have that. I cannot accept that. And also, if the 49ers don't win, I can still say the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl more recently than the San Francisco 49ers have. So again, the pettiness, the amount of sodium flowing through my veins.
Yeah, there's a lot of salt there.
A lot.
Either way, I think a lot of people... you know, if you're not a Niners fan, you're definitely pulling for the Chiefs in this game.
Chiefs. Did you know that Travis Kelce has the second most career playoff receiving touchdowns?
Which is insane.
Behind Jerry Rice.
Yes.
And he's only three behind him.
A couple games ago, just passed, as far as Mahomes to Mahomes, they have the most receiving touchdowns, you know, in the playoffs. And so they're passing Brady and Gronk, which, being real, like, at the time when they were racking up touchdowns in playoff games like that, I was like, nobody's going to touch that. Like, it took so long for people to get close to Jerry Rice, which was, Jerry Rice hasn't played for the 49ers since 1999.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And so that's just crazy that they were able to get there. But that's just Mahomes to Mahomes, man. There's this, it's too iconic of a
get your jersey on.
All right, we have
a great commercial.
We have every NFL head coaching vacancy filled. It is official. All of the coaches have their next, or all of the teams have their next head coaches. And some of them are starting to fill out their coordinator hires. And there's two teams I want to highlight that are, they're struggling finding their coordinators. And it just makes the most sense for these two franchises to be going through this. We get to that next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Coming up in the second hour, Rashad and I have a bone to pick with the city of Portland that we love so much. Also got some NBA stuff to go over as well, and then some All-Star festivities that we want to bring up as well. But NFL coaching hires, every team has found their next head coach. Some of these were hires were made a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, a little bit longer, but every head coaching position has been filled. I would say the most notable, the highest profile one, and one that is a big deal in this area, is the Chargers hiring Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert getting his head coach. Just please, I pray that it works. I would hate to see Jim Harbaugh make his second run at the NFL, and for some reason this just not working out, and then it's the same old Chargers. Just please, please, God, let this work out for Justin. We also have Dan Quinn, my boy, Danny boy, going to the Commanders in Washington. We'll get to that in a moment because I want to shed some light there. Raheem Morris will be the head coach of the Falcons, but do you understand representation, Raheem? Dave Canales, the Panthers' next head coach, which apparently Dave Canales is a freak. I've been hearing about that all week. Like,
yeah, into some porn. Into his, at least he was. He was a porn addict. He cheated on his wife a bunch, but she stuck by him.
That dude, a freak in the sheets. Gerard Mayo, your boy.
My guy.
Patriots head coach.
Don't know if I love it, but I'll take it.
Antonio Pierce will be the next Raiders head coach, which, again, we will get to the Raiders here.
Gerard Mayo actually did talk about representation. He was asked about it.
Well, good for
him. This is huge in Boston. This is
no, as far as Boston goes, no, Rashad, I have lived in Boston for 11 months. I know what it's like. And yeah, Rashad is right. I do agree with you saying that there.
Brian Callahan of the Tennessee Titans, and with the way that division is shaping out, Titans, welcome to a 4-13, possibly 5-12 record next year.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, say what you will about him, but I think that he's going to have a better year next year, and Will Levis.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, again, the proverbial sports radio, we'll see what happens, but I think the Titans are going to have a rough year next year. Up in Seattle, Mike McDonald, the Ravens defensive coordinator, who they had an absolutely fantastic year, he will be the next head coach. But there was a couple headlines going around of some head coaching hires and offensive coordinator hires. And one of them concerned, and again, it makes sense that it's happening to both of these franchises and teams. And just hear me out when I say this. Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator for the Lions, he was interviewing for the Washington Commanders position, and he will not be taking any head coaching position, obviously, as I just named them all, and he wasn't one of them. But Jenna Lane of ESPN covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then Jason Reed of ESPN, they were talking about Ben Johnson. Jason Reed first said that Ben Johnson supposedly interviewed so poorly with the Commanders, being the reason he informed the team he wouldn't take the job. This is the all-time banana in the tailpipe stuff. And then Jenna Lane goes on to say that she was told that Ben Johnson was turned off by the Commanders' ownership, that they're quote-unquote basketball guys, and felt they were a little too confident in their football opinions, and also heard that he didn't interview well. He said, but clearly not a fit for both sides. So the Commanders go from Dan Snyder to what's the new owner's name? Something Allen? I'm spacing on it right now. But
I think it's like Josh Allen or Jason Allen or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. But apparently, according to Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator for the Lions, is that they aren't even football guys running that team. It's basketball guys who think they're football guys and think a little too highly of themselves when it comes to football.
Jeez.
And I'm throwing stones
Josh
from
Harris.
A
glass.
Josh Harris. Thank yeah, you. I, like, yeah. I didn't want to say Josh Allen because I felt like one of those.
Like we would have heard that already.
Yeah.
Right. The only thing I remember Harris for was the drunken greeting, trying to shake Joe Buck's hand on Monday Night Football. That's right. All I will remember Josh Harris for a while.
But yeah, it's not great to hear if you're a Washington Commanders fan. Like, oh, great. Now we went from one incompetent owner to owner group that
a b-ball guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is one person's thinks, opinion too, and so, you know, that may.
And I'm throwing stones from a glass house. I mean, I'm talking about a team and their owner and my Cowboys owner. Do you want to talk about a guy that thinks he knows football more than everybody else?
I still want to talk about that picture.
I don't know if you had to choose
a picture
of Jerry Jones outside of the. Well, we'll talk about that later.
What, in like 1965?
Yeah. Well, and to say, like, listen, we dig hard enough, we're going to find a lot of stuff about a lot of these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Yeah. It's a push. Push a T? No?
I like them better in clips, but I digress.
His last album was pretty good.
I mean, Kanye's producing stuff, and so, yeah, of course it's
going to
be
good. Yeah, just keep him behind the glass producing. It's probably best that he doesn't have a microphone.
Don't want to read any more news about him.
Crazy thing is, I still want to hear what he says. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I still want to hear it.
People love a train wreck. Hey, yeah, listen, I just listened to Mercy yesterday.
It's impossible to not, like...
Lamborghini Mercy.
Yeah, Kanye is a... So he's a strange one, but he's a genius, man. It's
imagine if they showed him for 30 seconds of a 3.5 hour NFL game.
People would lose their
boycott the NFL.
You thought people were upset about a successful 32-year-old woman who's literally taking over the entertainment world because she's entertaining and has a great following and fan base. And this is why I was talking about snowflakes showing up in Vegas. I find it absolutely
not snow bunnies.
Well, there'll be
plenty of those.
They're going to be in there.
I cannot. Well, I can believe because they're super fragile. But middle-aged men around the country up in arms that the fact that Taylor Swift is shown for 30 seconds in a NFL game throughout the broadcast.
She wasn't shown much. Seconds.
She never is. Like, it's not a big deal. It would be funny. I would consider it if I'm the NFL, just so I can troll for a moment. Mahomes steps back. Let's see Taylor's reaction, like in the middle of a play, or have like side by side split view of the action and Taylor
reaction to okay. every play.
Just to piss people
like,
off.
A Taylor cast. She's eating a chicken leg.
A Taylor cast. Yeah. Like, is that a chicken strip with? I think that's barbecue. Oh, Jim, I think that's barbecue sauce.
Yeah, like that's in. If they were doing like a Manning cast, like Taylor cast type thing, then yes, I can understand your frustration about seeing this young woman up there. But they show Taylor, like you said, Joe, out of a 3 hour game, 45 seconds of the game.
Less. I guarantee it's less.
Yeah. So a mention of Taylor Swift.
And when the Grammy slide showed up, that was it.
Yeah. I mean, let's just be honest, man. Like, Taylor Swift, I'm not a fan of her music. It's not for me,
hey,
right?
I'm telling you, after the show, you got to pull up the Bad Blood remix with Kendrick.
Not to say
it's
that
Kendrick
I don't know
that makes the song good.
Not to say that I don't know a couple of her songs. Not know them, but know, like, if I hear in the Fred Meyer, I know who this artist is, you know, type thing. But Taylor Swift has, think of Beyonce's fans and then double that. Think of Rihanna's fans and then triple that. Like, she is a billionaire. Billionaire with a B that's coming to her boyfriend's games, who just happens to be the best tight end in football. Like, we're just, what is this now? What is this?
That's Bad Blood.
This is Tay-Tay.
This is the beat for Bad Blood, dude.
Oh.
Again, you hear that? Like, baby, now we got bad blood. Oh, yeah. You
know, Travis Kelce cannot leave this woman.
No,
there is an album coming out called F.U. Travis if that happens.
Hey.
See, this is get the remix version with Kendrick Lamar. I'll admit, much better. You know, I'll give Taylor that.
Hey, nah, I gotta go download.
Now,
that
see
one
if
first.
They start playing this at the game, or start playing this during the rejoiners, like before and after commercials. Then yes,
it's just nothing.
Well,
I totally understand.
Actually, when you bring that, it's funny that you bring that up. For the first game or two that this was happening, when Travis and Taylor started
right
getting
now.
Whatever. hold on. We gotta just.
What's happening?
Yeah, we gotta go.
This is that beat. Like, that goes.
This goes.
That slaps, as the
I'm
kids
curious
say.
Who made this beat.
Hit Boy.
Probably.
Secretly, it was Kanye. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Woo!
I'm curious. If we look up that production, it sounds like it could potentially be, you know. But again, like, people are mad just to be mad about stuff.
Well,
I don't think they're really even angry about it. I just think it's just an opportunity for me to be mad and jump on the bandwagon, or be the naysayer and say, you know, and for me, I wish a naysayer would, you know, but I don't mind the young lady. I don't mind the, you know, I don't mind the four references that she gets, you know, per Travis Kelce game. She's not, I mean, people act as if they're bringing this young woman up at every NFL game.
Okay, to defend...
they should have her as a sideline analyst.
Seriously, like...
for the first couple of games that this whole thing was happening and everybody was kind of seeing this publicly, you know, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift meeting and coming together. I think it was Peacock, like an NBC Sunday Night Football game. I can't remember what the first one was. But when you guys were just joking around a second ago about like, oh, she's eating a chicken strip, that literally was happening on Twitter. There was this entire social media explosion of, oh, Taylor Swift's every single move at the football game. Now, game two or three, that started to fade away. So the guys that are complaining out there, I hear you. Like during game one and two of all this going on. And Rashad, you mentioned bumps in and out of the songs for the games. That I think happened a few times as well during those first couple of games that Tay-Tay was attending those Chiefs matchups. So at that point I get it, but now guys, shut up. All right, just shut up all of you.
When Beyonce shows up, you're gonna play her song. Like that's just one of those things.
It is what it is.
Michael Jackson comes to your city and decides to go to the Orioles game, like, hey man, you're gonna make sure you play Beat It at a point. You're gonna make sure you play some of those things, man. So Smooth Criminal is gonna get bought up. So yeah, I understand. Probably not the best one, but I totally understand why people are irritated. But yo,
I got it at first, hey, but not chill. Now.
I see this as a golden opportunity for middle aged men everywhere that are angry about this to bond with your daughter over football. Do you know how many daughters ages from 7 to 17? Hell, even older than that. I mean, there are Taylor Swift fans that are 25, 30, 35-year-olds. I mean, their dads are probably just livid about this. But now their daughter is like, Dad, do you mind if I come over and watch the Super Bowl with you? And they're like, wait, hold. What? What did you just ask me?
Yes, Taylor Swift is going to be
You want to watch the game with
you
me?
You take the wins where you can get them.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
So if it's a problem for you, I suggest you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, buy some materials, build a bridge, and get over it. Because this young, she's going to be there. Travis Kelce's playing in the Super Bowl again. And so they're going to show her at the Super Bowl where they're going to show all the stars that are probably around at some point. So at this point, I feel like she's their good luck charm. So they need her in place in Vegas. So.
I'm telling her, get her in the locker room before the game, win it for the Gipper. You know, get the pregame speech for
Let's
them.
Let's go. I think she can do it. I'm inspired.
Just curious though, who do you guys want to win this game? Like, yeah, I understand if you don't have a rooting interest, but I sure do.
I guess for me, I'm probably going to say the Chiefs. I feel like San Francisco's won enough. Like, I don't think they need to win more Super Bowls, you know?
I mean, like, a couple of eras ago.
Yeah, it's okay. I think they've won enough, though. But they've been there all the time. Like, but I think I would love to this. We're seeing the kind of the passing of the torch of, in some ways, if Mahomes goes on to get three. Like, that's pretty huge.
Did you even mean to say eras right there, Jordan?
I did. Did you catch that Tay-Tay reference? I appreciate you.
The Eras Tour. That's the tour, that the name of the tour that she's on.
Could have just said 30 years
ago. Why do y'all know so much about this?
Because it's
Taylor
everywhere.
Swift?
Look at the complexion, dog.
I'm white as hell. I am a snowflake as far as skin complexion goes. But if you're asking me who I think will win or I want to win.
Want to win. Yeah, we can get to who we think next week. We got our Super Bowl show next Sunday, so.
I don't want to say the Chiefs because I'm a Rams fan, so technically rooting for the San Francisco 49ers is like,
it's kind of sacrilege there.
You can't do that, but I come from the time where, as a Rams fan, I grew up with them in St. Louis, so I'm going to step over that line. I'm a Passover, unfortunately, all of that crap, but don't really care about it because I just wasn't around for it. And I'm going to say I'm going to root for the Niners. I want the Chiefs to do it.
Blasphemous. I am rooting for the Chiefs for petty-ass reasons. I saw Pittsburgh, the Steelers, win their sixth Super Bowl and become the team with the most Super Bowl victories by themselves, and that was not okay with me as a Cowboys fan. I saw the Patriots do it. With Brady. So that happened a second time. So if the 49ers win their sixth Super Bowl, that now makes a third team with more Super Bowls than the Cowboys. And I just can't have that. I cannot accept that. And also, if the 49ers don't win, I can still say the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl more recently than the San Francisco 49ers have. So again, the pettiness, the amount of sodium flowing through my veins.
Yeah, there's a lot of salt there.
A lot.
Either way, I think a lot of people... you know, if you're not a Niners fan, you're definitely pulling for the Chiefs in this game. Chiefs.
Did you know that Travis Kelce has the second most career playoff receiving touchdowns?
Which is insane.
Behind Jerry Rice.
Yes.
And he's only three behind him.
A couple games ago, just passed, as far as Mahomes to Mahomes, they have the most receiving touchdowns, you know, in the playoffs. And so they're passing Brady and Gronk, which, being real, like, at the time when they were racking up touchdowns in playoff games like that, I was like, nobody's going to touch that. Like, it took so long for people to get close to Jerry Rice, which was, Jerry Rice hasn't played for the 49ers since 1999.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And so that's just crazy that they were able to get there. But that's just Mahomes to Mahomes, man. There's this, it's too iconic of a
get your jersey on.
All right, we have
a great commercial.
We have every NFL head coaching vacancy filled. It is official. All of the coaches have their next, or all of the teams have their next head coaches. And some of them are starting to fill out their coordinator hires. And there's two teams I want to highlight that are, they're struggling finding their coordinators. And it just makes the most sense for these two franchises to be going through this. We get to that next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Coming up in the second hour, Rashad and I have a bone to pick with this city of Portland that we love so much.
Mm.
Also got some NBA stuff to go over as well, and then some All-Star festivities that we want to bring up as well. But NFL coaching hires, every team has found their next head coach. Some of these were hires were made a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, a little bit longer, but every head coaching position has been filled. I would say the most notable, the highest profile one, and one that is a big deal in this area, is the Chargers hiring Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert getting his head coach. Just please, I pray that it works. I would hate to see Jim Harbaugh make his second run at the NFL, and for some reason this just not working out, and then it's the same old Chargers. Just please, please, God, let this work out for Justin. We also have Dan Quinn, my boy, Danny boy, going to the Commanders in Washington. We'll get to that in a moment because I want to shed some light there. Raheem Morris will be the head coach of the Falcons. But do you understand representation, Raheem? Dave Canales, the Panthers' next head coach, which apparently Dave Canales is a freak. I've been hearing about that all week. Like,
yeah, into some porn. Into his, at least he was. He was a porn addict.
He cheated
on his wife a bunch, but yeah, she stuck by him.
That dude, a freak in the sheets. Gerard Mayo, your boy.
My guy.
Patriots head coach.
Don't know if I love it, but I'll take it.
Antonio Pierce will be the next Raiders head coach, which, again, we will get to the Raiders here.
Gerard Mayo actually did talk about representation. He was asked about it.
Well, good for
him. This is huge in Boston. This is
no, as far as Boston goes, no, Rashad, I have lived in Boston for 11 months. I know what it's like. And yeah, Rashad is right. I do agree with you saying that there.
Brian Callahan of the Tennessee Titans, and with the way that division is shaping out, Titans, welcome to a 4-13, possibly 5-12 record next year.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, say what you will about him, but I think that he's going to have a better year next year, and Will Levis.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, again, the proverbial sports radio, we'll see what happens, but I think the Titans are going to have a rough year next year. Up in Seattle, Mike McDonald, the Ravens defensive coordinator, who they had an absolutely fantastic year, he will be the next head coach. But there was a couple headlines going around of some head coaching hires and offensive coordinator hires. And one of them concerned, and again, it makes sense that it's happening to both of these franchises and teams. And just hear me out when I say this. Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator for the Lions, he was interviewing for the Washington Commanders position, and he will not be taking any head coaching position, obviously, as I just named them all, and he wasn't one of them. But Jenna Lane of ESPN covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then Jason Reed of ESPN, they were talking about Ben Johnson. Jason Reed first said that Ben Johnson supposedly interviewed so poorly with the Commanders, being the reason he informed the team he wouldn't take the job. This is the all-time banana in the tailpipe stuff. And then Jenna Lane goes on to say that she was told that Ben Johnson was turned off by the Commanders' ownership, that they're quote-unquote basketball guys, and felt they were a little too confident in their football opinions, and also heard that he didn't interview well. He said, but clearly not a fit for both sides. So the Commanders go from Dan Snyder to what's the new owner's name? Something Allen? I'm spacing on it right now. But
I think it's like Josh Allen or Jason Allen or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. But apparently, according to Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator for the Lions, is that they aren't even football guys running that team. It's basketball guys who think they're football guys and think a little too highly of themselves when it comes to football.
Jeez.
And I'm throwing stones
Josh
from
Harris.
A
glass.
Josh Harris. Thank you. Like, yeah. I didn't want to say Josh Allen because I felt like one of those.
Like we would have heard that already.
Yeah.
Right. The only thing I remember Harris for was the drunken greeting, trying to shake Joe Buck's hand on Monday Night Football. That's right. All I will remember Josh Harris for a while.
But yeah, it's not great to hear if you're a Washington Commanders fan. Like, oh, great. Now we went from one incompetent owner to owner group that
a b-ball guy.
Yeah, well, this is one person's opinion too, and so you know that may.
And I'm throwing stones from a glass house. I mean, I'm talking about a team and their owner and my Cowboys owner. Do you want to talk about a guy that thinks he knows football more than everybody else?
I want to talk about that picture.
I don't know if you had to choose
a picture
of Jerry Jones outside of the. Well, we'll talk about that later.
What, in like 1965? Yeah.
Well, and to say, like, listen, we dig hard enough, we're going to find a lot of stuff about a lot of these owners. Like,
he
you
was
don't,
just curious.
You don't make that much money and have never been into anything ever.
He it heard just, a ruckus, and he was just going, and he's like, what is going on?
What's
there?
This? And he's like, Forrest Gump. He's like, what's happening over here? Yeah. No, I mean, number one, it's Washington. Like, it's still Washington, you know, for a lot of reasons. Like, it's still Baltimore's team. Well, not really, you know what I mean? But I know a lot of people that live in Baltimore that are big, you know, Washington fans, or at least were. I'm not sure if they still are. But no, it doesn't surprise me at all. Like, when I start hearing stuff about owners, Vince McMahon, you know, we were going to kind of talk about that last week and didn't. But, like, I mean, some of these guys are really, really weird. And but some of them end up being super chill and super cool. Like, we just don't know. We don't know which is which, you know, at this point, because we'll never get close enough. You or I or any of those people will never get close enough to those owners to be able to tell, like a regular fan will. But Washington's got their work cut out for them. They always kind of have, because the one thing they have to do is they have to change their narrative. And their narrative has been that football is, We don't care as much, you know, anymore. Like, we'll excuse everything and anything, and we want to get lucky. And they've let go of great players, you know, at points. They've had some good guys, and they couldn't retain them, you know, a la Kirk Cousins, you know, just couldn't retain certain people. So it's just one of the things, man. I think Washington is just – they're the worst-run franchise in football right now.
So
I don't know if there's a – I mean, Carolina's pretty bad, but
– Raiders haven't been great either.
But as far as a franchise and the way it's run, man, it's clearly Washington.
Well, and that's where I go next, Jordan. I'm glad that you mentioned the Raiders, because that was the other team who is
fire drama
trying to find their next offensive coordinator. They hired Antonio Pierce as the head coach,
which the players wanted.
And there was reports, which we're not going to get into it, but the fact that Antonio Pierce was committing like recruiting violations literally like 2 years ago for Arizona State, and now has himself an NFL head coaching job. Like, football coaching is one of the funniest professions in history. Like, college and NFL, like, doesn't matter at all what you've done to try and like win. Like, Sean Payton was literally having dudes like try and tear Brett Favre's leg off and sits out a couple of years, and it's like, oh, well, yeah, I'd give him a head coaching job. Like, again, it does not matter at all.
Oh, he was some savant with quarterbacks. See, that everybody's like, oh, Sean Payton, he's the get. And I'm like, why? He was mediocre all those years in Nolens, except for a Super Bowl year and a couple outside of that.
So
really?
It's just hilarious that, again, Antonio Pierce is now a head coach in the NFL after what happened in Arizona State. But the Raiders, there were reports that Cliff Kingsbury was possibly going to be their next offensive coordinator. It almost seemed like the reports coming out is like it was a done deal.
That's what I was reporting.
And it was, yeah, it was going to happen. Not so fast, my friends, as old man Corso would say. Reports now, I got one from Albert Breer saying that the Raiders are working on a deal to hire ex-Bears offensive coordinator Luke Getsy, who literally just got fired a few weeks ago because the Bears offense sucked. It was like 28th in the league or something is what I read. And so, and then the rest of this tweet says the highly respected Getsy was in the mix for a bunch of OCs.
That's tongue in cheek. I think that's tongue in cheek right there.
Yeah, I want to say maybe the agent was like, hey, I'll slide you a couple bucks, Breer, if maybe you can, you know, put a few good adjectives on Getsy's name during that.
The highly respected Getsy that had been a coordinator for all of two seasons in the NFL. What is with this lately? If you're a coordinator for a year, maybe two, and that was the thing with Dillingham in Oregon, too. So it's not just at the NFL, it's college. What 1 year as a coordinator, that's all it takes. Oh, you're a good NFL coaching candidate. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, so
Brandon Staley? Anybody?
Again, the Commanders and the Raiders both going through it as far as coaching hires. Like, one, I mean, again, Ben Johnson, he's staying put, unfinished business, he said, with the Detroit Lions, but interviewed with the Commanders, and then right after that is like,
hell no.
Nah, I'm good.
And
I'm,
especially I now that you've seen what a good franchise, at least a winning franchise, looks like, it's hard to go coach for Washington.
Are you talking about the Detroit Lions as a winning franchise?
I mean, when you see one that's been winning last couple seasons, like it's hard to go.
It's crazy what ownership change and front office change will do.
It'll do that, you know, and maybe you don't want to go through that again if you're Ben Johnson.
I mean, the offense that he's working with, I think it was a smart decision. It's like, what am I going to do? Go to Seattle with a quarterback that's pretty mediocre that we're going to have to replace in a year or two anyways with a decent offense? Or am I going to go to the Commanders with the number two overall pick, which is great, but it's essentially a huge unknown? No, I'm going to try to stick with this, and then I think he'll have his pick of the litter as far as coaching jobs go in the next couple of cycles. So, yeah, smart move on Ben Johnson's part. Huge.
So Dan Quinn is now the head coach of the Washington Commanders, which, Dan, I appreciate everything you did for the Cowboys. Again, takeaways was a thing that I didn't think the Cowboys could do while growing up watching them.
You know, with Micah?
I was like, holy crap, I didn't know that you could intercept the ball that many times in one season. This is amazing. So I will miss him in that sense, but we saw what happened against the Packers and really towards the back half of that of the season. You know, I wouldn't say good riddance, but it was time. And there was plenty of talks over the last few years about him getting a head coaching gig anyways that I felt like it was just inevitable that he was going to leave that team. And then the Raiders, I don't know if that was more so an emotional hire with the head coaching gig, like where it was, Rich Bisaccia a few years ago when he stepped in for Gruden and the Raiders played pretty damn good, almost made the playoffs, and then they didn't retain him. And so Antonio Pierce, I think he does a great job of motivating the players and having that in football, having your players play with that violent physical mentality, him being a defensive guy. I think that is, especially when it comes to a culture and accountability, like, want to talk about accountability. Raiders kind of need some of that on your team. And again, trying to change the culture of trying to be winners and go out there and I want to kick your ass every single play. I do appreciate that sense, but again, no head coaching experience before this, and the coaching experience he just had a few years ago, he was committing recruiting violations for Arizona State. Like, I feel like that dude, in a sense, is just playing off emotion and like flying by the seat of his pants. If it works out for the Raiders, great, but also I feel like them trying to bring on Luke Getsy as their offensive coordinator goes to show also that like Cliff Kingsbury might have gone there and had a Ben Johnson moment too. It was like, Yeah, I think I'm good.
It's like we were talking about with the 2K stuff. Nobody wants to hoop with the person with the brown shirt and gray sweats. Like, that means you haven't done this for a long time. And so Antonio Pierce, while he's maybe a great, we don't know what he can do as a head coach yet. We haven't seen it. Like, we didn't know what Dan Campbell would be as a head coach. And, you know, now we've been able to see it. So it might be a slow burn, kind of like it was for Detroit for a little bit, but I'm going to give him a chance because I've always liked Antonio Pierce, the guy, Antonio Pierce, the football player. So I would imagine, I would hope at least, that Antonio Pierce, the head coach, could be good for the Raiders, who's a franchise that probably deserves more, but at least a fan base that probably deserves a lot more than they get as Raider fans.
Where are the Raiders picking this year?
Oof. They are number 13.
13.
Yeah, see, that's, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, you're looking at the situation, at least for you. You know, he's not Ben Johnson with an offense that, you know, is already amazing that he's working with. So, yeah, number 2 pick versus 13. And if it doesn't go right, it's essentially Aiden O'Connell right now. You don't know if they're going to go try to get a vet in this upcoming cycle. And then a broken Jimmy Garoppolo. So, yeah, I think Cliff Kingsbury's like, that Commander's job looking a lot more attractive.
Bo Nix, welcome to Las Vegas. Michael Penix, welcome to Las Vegas.
Aren't they saying Bo Nix like late first round?
I don't know. I mean, listen, we are now in that 3 month territory of NFL draft speculation, like all the stuff coming from Senior Bowl, and then we're gonna have combines, we're gonna have pro days, like, and then we're gonna have agents slipping into GM's DMs, and it is gonna be, I mean, hell, we have no idea what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
and yes,
get ready.
According to Pro Football Network, Bo Nix grading out as a late first round prospect at this point, as you said, before all of this, and it's gonna be a lot.
Yes. All right, hour number two, Rashad and I, we have a bone to pick with this city. We are not happy with the city of Portland, and some NBA stuff and All Star Game festivities in two different leagues. We want to talk about. We get to that next hour number two, Football Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz across the glass. 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Coming up in the second hour, Rashad and I have a bone to pick with the city of Portland that we love so much.
Mm.
Also got some NBA stuff to go over as well, and then some All-Star festivities that we want to bring up as well. But NFL coaching hires. Every team has found their next head coach. Some of these were hires were made a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, a little bit longer. But every head coaching position has been filled. I would say the most notable The highest profile one and one that is a big deal in this area is the Chargers hiring Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert getting his head coach. Just please, I pray that it works. I would hate to see Jim Harbaugh make his second run at the NFL, and for some reason this just not working out, and then it's the same old Chargers. Just please, please, God, let this work out for Justin. We also have Dan Quinn, my boy, Danny boy, going to the Commanders in Washington. We'll get to that in a moment because I want to shed some light there. Raheem Morris will be the head coach of the Falcons, but do you understand representation, Raheem? Dave Canales, the Panthers' next head coach, which apparently Dave Canales is a freak. I've been hearing about that all week. Like,
yeah, into some porn. Into his, at least he was. He was a porn addict. He cheated on his wife a bunch, but she stuck by him.
That dude, a freak in the sheets. Gerard Mayo, your boy.
My guy.
Patriots head coach.
Don't know if I love it, but I'll take it.
Antonio Pierce will be the next Raiders head coach, which, again, we will get to the Raiders here.
Gerard Mayo actually did talk about representation. He was asked about it.
Well, good for
him. This is huge in Boston. This is
no,
is,
as far as Boston goes, Boston, no, Rashad, I have lived in Boston for 11 months. I know what it's like. And yeah, Rashad is right. Yeah, I do agree with you saying that there.
Brian Callahan of the Tennessee Titans, and with the way that division is shaping out, Titans, welcome to a 4-13, possibly 5-12 record next year.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, say what you will about him, but I think that he's going to have a better year next year, and Will Levis.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, again, the proverbial sports radio, we'll see what happens, but I think the Titans are going to have a rough year next year. Up in Seattle, Mike McDonald, the Ravens defensive coordinator, who they had an absolutely fantastic year, he will be the next head coach. But there was a couple headlines going around of some head coaching hires and offensive coordinator hires. And one of them concern, and again, it makes sense that it's happening to both of these franchises and teams. And just hear me out when I say this. Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator for the Lions, he was interviewing for the Washington Commanders position, and he will not be taking any head coaching position, obviously, as I just named them all, and he wasn't one of them. But Jenna Lane of ESPN covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then Jason Reed of ESPN, they were talking about Ben Johnson. Jason Reed first said that Ben Johnson supposedly interviewed so poorly with the Commanders, being the reason he informed the team he wouldn't take the job. This is the all-time banana in the tailpipe stuff. And then Jenna Lane goes on to say that she was told that Ben Johnson was turned off by the Commanders' ownership, that they're quote-unquote basketball guys, and felt they were a little too confident in their football opinions, and also heard that he didn't interview well. He said, but clearly not a fit for both sides. So the Commanders go from Dan Snyder to what's the new owner's name? Something Allen. I'm spacing on it right now. But
I think it's like Josh Allen or Jason Allen or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. But apparently, according to Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator for the Lions, is that they aren't even football guys running that team. It's basketball guys who think they're football guys and think a little too highly of themselves when it comes to football.
Jeez.
And I'm throwing stones
Josh
from
Harris.
A
glass.
Josh Harris. Thank you. Like, yeah. I didn't want to say Josh Allen because I felt like one of those.
Like we would have heard that already.
Yeah.
Right. The only thing I remember Harris for was the drunken greeting, trying to shake Joe Buck's hand on Monday Night Football. That's right. All I will remember Josh Harris for a while.
But yeah, it's not great to hear if you're a Washington Commanders fan. Like, oh, great. Now we went from one incompetent owner to owner or owner group that
a b-ball guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is one person's opinion too, and so, you know, that may.
And I'm throwing stones from a glass house. I mean, I'm talking about a team and their owner and my Cowboys owner. Do you want to talk about a guy that thinks he knows football more than everybody else?
I want to talk about that picture.
I don't know if you had to choose
a picture
of Jerry Jones outside of the We'll talk about that later.
What, in like 1965?
Yeah. Well, and to say, like, listen, we dig hard enough, we're going to find a lot of stuff about a lot of these owners. Like,
he was just curious.
You don't make that much money and have never been into anything ever.
He heard a ruckus, and he was just going, and he's like, what is going on?
What's this? And he was like, Forrest Gump. He was like, what's happening over here? Yeah. No, I mean, number one, it's Washington. Like, it's still Washington, you know, for a lot of reasons. Like, it's still Baltimore's team. Well, not really, you know what I mean? But I know a lot of people that live in Baltimore that are big, you know, Washington fans, or at least were. I'm not sure if they still are. But no, it doesn't surprise me at all. Like, when I start hearing stuff about owners, Vince McMahon, you know, we were going to kind of talk about that last week and didn't. But, like, I mean, some of these guys are really, really weird. And but some of them end up being super chill and super cool. Like, we just don't know. We don't know which is which, you know, at this point, because we'll never get close enough. You or I or any of those people will never get close enough to those owners to be able to tell, like a regular fan will. But Washington's got their work cut out for them. They always kind of have, because the one thing they have to do is they have to change their narrative. And their narrative has been that football is, We don't care as much, you know, anymore. Like, we'll excuse everything and anything, and we want to get lucky. And they've let go of great players, you know, at points. They've had some good guys, and they couldn't retain them, you know, a la Kirk Cousins, you know, just couldn't retain certain people. So it's just one of the things, man. I think Washington is just – they're the worst-run franchise in football right now.
So
I don't know if there's a – I mean, Carolina's pretty bad, but
– Raiders haven't been great either.
But as far as a franchise and the way it's run, man, it's clearly Washington.
Well, and that's where I go next, Jordan. I'm glad that you mentioned the Raiders, because that was the other team who
is trying
to find their next offensive coordinator. They hired Antonio Pierce as the head coach,
which the players wanted.
And there was reports, which we're not going to get into it, but the fact that Antonio Pierce was committing like recruiting violations literally like 2 years ago for Arizona State, and now has himself an NFL head coaching job. Like, football coaching is one of the funniest professions in history. Like, college and NFL, like, doesn't matter at all what you've done to try and like win. Like, Sean Payton was literally having dudes like try and tear Brett Favre's leg off and sits out a couple years, and it's like, oh, well, yeah, I'd give him a head coaching job. Like, again, it does not matter at all.
Oh, he was some savant with quarterbacks. See, that everybody's like, oh, Sean Payton, he's the get. And I'm like, why? He was mediocre all those years in Nolens, except for a Super Bowl year and a couple outside of that.
So
really?
It's just hilarious that, again, Antonio Pierce is now a head coach in the NFL after what happened in Arizona State. But the Raiders, there were reports that Cliff Kingsbury was possibly going to be their next offensive coordinator. It almost seemed like the reports coming out is like it was a done deal.
That's what I was reporting.
And it was, yeah, it was going to happen. Not so fast, my friends, as old man Corso would say. Reports now, I got one from Albert Breer saying that the Raiders are working on a deal to hire ex-Bears offensive coordinator Luke Getsy, who literally just got fired a few weeks ago because the Bears offense sucked. It was like 28th in the league or something is what I read. And so, and then the rest of this tweet says the highly respected Getsy was in the mix for a bunch of
OCs. I think that's tongue in cheek. That's tongue in cheek right there.
Yeah. I want to say maybe the agent was like, hey, I'll slide you a couple bucks, Breer, if maybe you can, you know, put a few good adjectives on Getsy's name during that.
The highly respected Getsy that had been a coordinator for all of two seasons in the NFL. What is with this lately? If you're a coordinator for a year, maybe two. And that was the thing with Dillingham in Oregon too. So it's not just at the NFL, it's college. What, 1 year as a coordinator, that's all it takes. Oh, you're a good NFL coaching candidate. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, so
Brandon Staley? Anybody?
Again, the Commanders and the Raiders both going through it as far as coaching hires. Like, one, I mean, again, Ben Johnson, he's staying put, unfinished business, he said, with the Detroit Lions, but interviewed with the Commanders, and then right after that is like,
hell no.
Nah, I'm good.
And especially now that you see what a good franchise, at least a winning franchise, looks like, it's hard to go coach for Washington.
Are you talking about the Detroit Lions as a winning franchise?
I mean, when you see one that's been winning last couple seasons, like, yeah, it's like, it's hard to go.
It's crazy what ownership change and front office change will do.
It'll do that, you know, and maybe you don't want to go through that again if you're Ben Johnson.
I mean, the offense that he's working with, I think it was a smart decision. It's like, what am I going to do? Go to Seattle with a quarterback that's pretty mediocre that we're going to have to replace in a year or two anyways with a decent offense? Or am I going to go to the Commanders with the number two overall pick, which is great, but it's essentially a huge unknown? No, I'm going to try to stick with this, and then I think he'll have his pick of the litter as far as coaching jobs go in the next couple of cycles. So, yeah, smart move on Ben Johnson's part. Huge.
So Dan Quinn is now the head coach of the Washington Commanders, which, Dan, I appreciate everything you did for the Cowboys. Again, takeaways was a thing that I didn't think the Cowboys could do while growing up watching them.
You know, Micah?
I was like, holy crap, I didn't know that you could intercept the ball that many times in one season. This is amazing. So I will miss him in that sense, but we saw what happened against the Packers and really towards the back half of that of the season. You know, I wouldn't say good riddance, but it was time. And there was plenty of talks over the last few years about him getting a head coaching gig anyways, that I felt like it was just inevitable that he was going to leave that team. And then the Raiders, I don't know if that was more so emotional hire with the head coaching gig, like where it was, Rich Bisaccia a few years ago when he stepped in for Gruden, and the Raiders played pretty damn good, almost made the playoffs, and then they didn't retain him. And so Antonio Pierce, I think he does a great job of motivating the players and having that in football, having your players play with that violent physical mentality, him being a defensive guy. I think that is, especially when it comes to a culture and accountability, like, do you want to talk about accountability? Raiders kind of need some of that on your team. And again, trying to change the culture of trying to be winners and go out there and I want to kick your ass every single play. I do appreciate that sense, but again, no head coaching experience before this, and the coaching experience he just had a few years ago, he was committing recruiting violations for Arizona State. Like, I feel like that dude, in a sense, is just playing off of emotion and like flying by the seat of his pants. If it works out for the Raiders, great, but also I feel like then trying to bring on Luke Getsy as their offensive coordinator goes to show also that, like, Cliff Kingsbury might have gone there and had a Ben Johnson moment too. It was like, yeah, I think I'm good.
It's like we were talking about with the 2K stuff. Nobody wants to hoop with the person with the brown shirt and gray sweats. Like, that means you haven't done this for a long time. And so Antonio Pierce, while he's maybe a great, we don't know what he can do as a head coach yet. We haven't seen it. Like, we didn't know what Dan Campbell would be as a head coach. And, you know, now we've been able to see it. So it might be a slow burn, kind of like it was for Detroit for a little bit. But I'm going to give him a chance because I've always liked Antonio Pierce, the guy, Antonio Pierce, the football player. So I would imagine, I would hope at least, that Antonio Pierce, the head coach, could be good for the Raiders, who's a franchise that probably does not deserves more, but at least a fan base that probably deserves a lot more than they get as Raider fans.
Where are the Raiders picking this year?
Oof. They are number 13.
13.
Yeah, see, that's, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, you're looking at the situation, at least for you, you know, he's not Ben Johnson with an offense that, you know, is already amazing that he's working with. So, yeah, number 2 pick versus 13. And if it doesn't go right, it's essentially Aiden O'Connell right now. You don't know if they're going to go try to get a vet in this upcoming cycle. And then a broken Jimmy Garoppolo. So, yeah, I think Cliff Kingsbury's like, that Commander's job looking a lot more attractive.
Bo Nix, welcome to Las Vegas. Michael Penix, welcome to Las Vegas.
Aren't they saying Bo Nix, like, late first round?
I don't know. I mean, listen, we are now in that three-month territory of NFL draft speculation. Like, all the stuff coming from Senior Bowl, and then we're going to have combines, we're going to have pro days, like, and then we're going to have agents slipping into GM's DMs, and it is going to be, I mean, hell, we have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And yes,
get ready.
According to Pro Football Network, Bo Nix grading out as a late first round prospect at this point, as you said, before all of this. And it's going to be a lot.
Yes. All right. Hour number two, Rashad and I, we have a bone to pick with this city. We are not happy with the city of Portland and some NBA stuff and All-Star Game festivities in two different leagues we want to talk about. We get to that next. Hour number two, Football Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz across the glass. 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.